Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your lives.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So have you ever dealt with a narcissist in your personal or business life and have been damaged by it? Are you in denial about it? Well, we'll talk to Melanie Evans about her book, You Can Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse. So if you want to recover from a toxic relationship, you will have to hear what she has to say. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, we love it when we have guests with such timely subject matter, and that's who we're talking to today. We're talking to Melanie Tonia Evans as our special guest. She's a healer, an author, and speaker considered to be the world's leading online authority on narcissistic abuse recovery. She's the founder of Quanta Freedom Healing and the Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Program. We are so happy to have her with us because she wrote a really wonderful book, which is You Can Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse. And it is the number one system for recovering from toxic relationships. And we know there are a lot of them out there. So, Melanie, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Robert and Brenda, thank you for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Well, let's start off by letting our audience know what is narcissism and narcissistic personality disorder.
Sure. A lot of people use the term narcissist, but I think it's important to get very clear that everybody can have a bad day and be selfish or nasty when they're triggered. However, there's a big difference between somebody who will occasionally do that and has got the ability to apologize and say, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. or somebody who consistently rolls as a pathological self. And there's really five things that I identify that go a little bit beyond the DSM criteria. So narcissistic personality disorder is somebody who has dire insecurity. Mm-hmm. There's somebody that is easily triggered and upset, and mm-hmm. they can feel overlooked and left out and angered if they're not getting enough attention. Mm-hmm. Narcissists are people that have a really high sense of entitlement. So they believe that they're very self-absorbed. It's all about them. Mm-hmm. So that belief that you should be catering to them. And narcissists are people that when they're approached to be accountable or responsible for behavior or something that they've done, they will dodge it. They will do circular arguments that don't make sense. Mm. So this person has got incredible defense mechanisms. And if you're trying to have a conversation leading to resolution or understanding or somebody to take responsibility, and they simply refuse to do that. They bring up things from the past. They make excuses. They blame you. Mm-hmm. This is what somebody with NPD will do. Mm-hmm. They pathologically lie. Narcissists lie about small things, big things, and pretty much everything. Mm. And if they're caught out for a lie, they'll try to lie to cover up with a lie, mm-hmm. and blaming you for the problems. Projection is huge. And often with a narcissist, the very things that they're accusing you of doing are the things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I wonder, do they actually believe their lies? That's the pathology part. Or do they just think they're more clever than everybody else and they can keep covering up a lie with a lie?
Robert, I think it's a bit of both. I really do, because narcissists don't want to be accountable. They know they need to lie because they know that the things that they're doing, etc., are going to cause disruption. People, they're not going to get what they want by being truthful mm-hmm. about what they're actually doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the end justifies the means of the way that they go about things. However, what will happen with a narcissist is they are very delusional. It's a false self. It's a fictitious character that they're living through. Mm-hmm. So when they tell themselves a particular reality or a justification, it becomes very real to them. So, you know, the narcissist believes that they are the victim. They believe that you have done this or that to them, mm-hmm. even though it's a very warped sense of their reality. But they will passionately and honestly believe that to be the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're describing a relationship of a dear friend of mine who was telling me while she's been divorced from this person for 6 or 7 years, there's still in his mind that he still owns her, so to speak. And it's been interesting because mm-hmm. She's having some energy work done where she can cut those cords with this person, because he was a complete narcissist. And everything you said is what she described to me was in their relationship of nearly 10 years. And it did a lot of damage to her, which she is still healing from. So they can be very, very damaging. My question, Melanie, is, are they born this way? Like sociopaths are really born as sociopaths, or is this a personality disorder?
I really believe it can be either or both. Mm. I believe it can be nature and nurture. And what's so interesting now about what neuroscientists are discovering about epigenetic trauma mm-hmm. is that trauma is passed on from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. So if there has been narcissists or traumatic experiences, what happens is a child is born with an enlarged amygdala. So the survival part of their brain will be more energized and bigger and more active, which can automatically mean defense mechanisms.
Yes.
So I have no doubt that there are narcissists that are born with a huge susceptibility to be defensive and difficult and self-absorbed from a very early age. Just like, you know, you may have animals in a litter and one of them is just a difficult kitten or a puppy and always has been. However, there is absolutely the nurture aspect of it. So narcissism traditionally really does come out of parenting where there's neglect or abuse or engulfment, whereby a child has an emotional decision that my needs are not getting met as myself, or it's not safe to be myself. I'm being annihilated. So what happens is the true self is submerged and then a false self is placed as a buffer in its place. And there you have a narcissist. And we can really argue that a codependent, which is a lot of us that have been abused by narcissists, what's happened is we've said, well, as myself, I'm not getting my needs met. So what I will do is I will people please and I will subjugate my own needs and opinions. And I will try to please and give everybody else what they want in order to get love, approval, survival, and security.
Yeah.
So a narcissist is doing it from a different aspect. They're like, well, I will lie and manipulate and I will act to get what I want. And I will do it more by force and coercion or using agendas to get what I, you know, like I've got an agenda behind and I'm manipulating. But also too, there's another thing where is a child, if they're not taught limits and they're given everything they want without boundaries and they're taught over-entitlement and not how to handle disappointment, that can also create narcissism.
You know, it's interesting because I was going to ask just how widespread this is. And, you know, and I started reading your book and realized that we are in a way and currently in a national malaise of having to deal with a narcissist and in power. And I think a lot of people would agree that, you know, that that's true. And I wonder, with what you're saying about codependency, is this our culture, you know, our culture of instant gratification and celebrity worship that really has brought us to this place to end up with a narcissist as a leader?
And we actually support it on some level.
Yes, Robert, I think that's such a good question. And I think that's definitely part of it, that, you know, aesthetics and acclaim and attention and all those sorts of things have been kind of values that have come forth. But what I really, really believe it is that we have distinctly, this has been going on for centuries, we've had a culture of separatism, which means that we're not taught how to self-partner, how to truly become at peace with self, how to become at peace with agendas, how to be at peace with each other. So what's happened is because of all of this division, if we're not self-partnered with ourselves, if we're not whole and feeling whole and at one within, we need to look outside of ourselves for love, approval, survival, and security.
Well, hold that thought, Melanie. Hold that thought. We're going to get right back to that after this break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CB Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Scream it loud from the rooftops. Conscious Talk delivers. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, if you're new to Conscious Talk, well, ConsciousTalk.net is the website. You can find lots of information about all of our guests. You can hear shows for a couple of years in the archives. You can podcast the show for free, or you could go to podcast1/conscious-talk. There's so many ways to hear the show. Stream it live from our Seattle station. And however you do it, we're so glad to have you on board learning along with us, because this is how we progress. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And our special guest today is Melanie Tonia Evans. The book is You Can Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse. And I just want to take us back to ending the last segment where Robert asked the question, Melanie, does our culture really support narcissism? You know, we have this huge celebrity base, and there's, you know, a godlike behavior around these celebrities that they're above and beyond, and the same with athletes, you know, and we have a culture of instant gratification. Are those some of the things that propagate narcissism, or at least prop it up?
Yeah, look, Do you know what, Brenda? I really think that's more of a symptom of the deeper problem. Because absolutely, that allows narcissism to flourish. But really, what's underneath that is we've had, well, really, on this planet, centuries of separatism where we haven't been taught to self-partner and to be whole within and to probably go through ourselves and a higher power for our feelings of wholeness and wellness and completion. So we've always been looking outside of ourselves for love, approval, survival and security. And this is the dire issue of narcissism, and also too when we're susceptible to narcissists. Because narcissists are a false self that is an empty void on the inside that never feels whole or at one, that is always looking for a hit outside of self to feed the false self, which is the ego, to try to feel whole and complete. But it's a bottomless pit. So it doesn't matter what a narcissist gets or what relationship they're in or what their job is or how much money or whatever they achieve in their life, which is all the ego food. They are like a black hole that continues to suck resources and people and sucks them dry, but then always keep coming up empty and needing more.
Yes.
And when we are codependent, we are really unhealed children that didn't get that wholeness in our parenting to feel like a solid source of love, approval, survival and security on the inside emotionally. And a narcissist can walk into our life being all big and shiny, identifying what is missing in us and purporting to be the savior of that. You know, I am the person who sees you and loves you like no other, et cetera, et cetera. But they're not.
Right.
And we go for it. We fall for it. And we want that because we're not as yet a source to that ourselves.
Right. And is this
emptiness within that matches up, that ends up being this dance of destruction between two people.
And is this what happened to you? You were attracted to a narcissist, married to a narcissist.
Yeah.
Is this what happened to you? And what did it take for you to recognize you were with a narcissist?
Look, it absolutely did, Brenda. I had done a lot of personal development, a lot of therapy. However, I didn't realize that, you know, I was still carrying a lot of embedded emotional trauma within me that I was really just trying to self-medicate away with personal development. I hadn't resolved it. And with therapy, it wasn't resolved. And this man came into my life and it was like, you know, I was like that woman in a desert finding an oasis, because here he is. He's everything I've ever, ever, ever wanted. And I bonded with him very, very quickly. We were engaged. We were married. There was lots of warning signs and red flags. But I didn't want to ruin this version of my perfect man. And this finally at 35, you know, having this perfect partner I wanted all my life. And I stayed with him and the abuse escalated. And we got very enmeshed in property and business and all sorts of things. And I hung on and hung on nearly all the way to my demise. It took a long time for me to realize he was a narcissist. I actually didn't even know what that meant. I just thought it was somebody with a massive ego. I had no idea of the intricacies of narcissistic personality disorder. However, Brenda, even when I discovered he was a narcissist, even when I was told by a personality disorder specialist that there was no way I was going to get out of this relationship or make it work in any kind of healthy way if I stayed there, that I had to let go and heal, I found it virtually impossible to do that until I had an epiphany and I found the way to heal for real. I wasn't going to make it if I didn't find another way to heal.
Yeah, it's interesting in the way that you've been presenting this and helping us to understand the idea of codependency, keeping a narcissist going. You know, we have to wonder beyond that why we attract a narcissist. I mean, we have to look inward. It's like, why do we attract a narcissist in the first place? When generally, I think most of us think, oh, narcissists are just predators, that that we're not complicit. But after reading your book, you really get it, that on certain levels, we must be complicit.
Robert, it's so true. And I'm really passionate about this because we have got such a culture of victimization.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally understand that, because what happens to you via a narcissist is horrific. And what happens to your children and your loved ones, it is your resources, everything is horrific. However, if we keep looking outwards and we stay victims and we keep blaming and shaming them and ourselves, you know, and we stay stuck in that, that is your standard recovery model, which means that you are going to always have post-traumatic stress disorder. You're not going to trust yourself, life, and others. You're going to have a diminished experience. You're not going to rebuild things like radiance and health and love and resources and success. You're going to be smashed for the rest of your life. This is such a make or break experience. And originally, Robert, I was hugely a victim. And when I ended up having a complete psychotic and adrenal breakdown as a victim, I was told I would never recover and I would need 3 antipsychotics for the rest of my life to even be able to function at any particular level.
Wow.
And I was fortunate enough to have an incredible epiphany, which showed, and sometimes, I don't know, I think maybe you have to be out of your mind sometimes to see the truth.
Mm.
Like your mind's got to be out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And with my mind out of the way, the truth that I saw was this actually wasn't about him. He was a catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
Reflecting back to me, all of my unconscious wounds that had been my normal, that had been all of my life, a lot of them I was born with, they were epigenetic traumas where I never thought I was good enough. I was in a family of conditional love. I never felt whole. I only ever felt as good as my last accomplishment or my achievement, or if somebody reflected back to me that I was lovable or I was approved of. So I'd never had that sense of wholeness within myself, and I had been seeking it outside of myself as per my normal. So I ended up getting somebody in my life who reflected back to me how I was never good enough. Hell, no matter what I did, I was damned if I did or I was damned if I didn't.
So are you the kind of the poster child for that? I mean, are you the typical case for somebody who has attracted a narcissist?
I really think I am, Robin.
I
think it's... Look, we all come in different shapes and versions, but fundamentally, and I talk about it in the book, the 9 susceptibilities that we have to get hooked up with these people. And Robert, now after 10 plus years, and Brenda, of course, I'm talking to you too.
Of course, yeah.
I'm not. After 10 plus years of doing this work, what I discovered is with the thousands of people that I really helped deeply create thrive or recovery from the inside out, is that we all have these susceptibilities, things that made us seek wholeness from outside of ourselves, which got us involved deeply and enmeshed with false selves.
We're going to talk about some of those other things besides the codependency coming up here in the next segment. But before we get there, I wanted to ask you, one of the things, because I actually was with a narcissist at one point and have that in my family as well. But my question is, can they be charismatic?
Oh, yes. Gosh, absolutely. And they are. They're very charismatic. They're very intuitive and very high functioning.
Yes.
And a narcissist knows how to get what they want through being charming and disarming people and having them trust them very, very quickly.
Yes. Yes. And that was the point I wanted our audience to get, is that when you're in the presence of someone that is extremely charming and very charismatic and intuitive and highly intelligent, and they're everything you ever dreamed of, you might want to step back and just take a breath and take a second look. And we're going to get into some of the other things that you can identify with in yourself. Stay tuned. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that rocks the soul.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available, and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary Tract Rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary Tract Rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
We're back. You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And again, our website is conscioustalk.net. You can learn all about our guests. They have a guest page. You can go to that guest page. You can click on the book. It will take you to Amazon.com. We make it very easy for you to purchase these books. And we hope, folks, that you'll read a lot of these books that we talk about, because the information is crucial to living a life where you're much more in tune with who you really are, and you're much more in tune with how life flows. So that's what we all hope for everyone. So maybe you'll be able to read some of these books and learn from them. And the one we're talking about today is You Can Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse. The author is Melanie Tonia Evans. Melanie, we've been going over one of the main things as a codependent we will attract a narcissist. What are some of the other things that we might be doing to ourselves or living inauthentically that would trigger meeting a narcissist and being attracted to one?
Yeah, sure. Brenda, one of the biggest things is if we've already had a pattern of abuse in our life and we don't realize that we've still got unresolved shadows within us, because there is a quantum system of so within, so without.
Yes.
So if we have unresolved trauma and we've got an aversion to abusers and we've got a fear of abuse, we think we're saying no to something, but we're actually still very prone for it to come into our life, for us to dance with it. And the real reason is for that, so that finally we can evolve beyond it and heal it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
Very much about not being able to speak up and have boundaries if we're people pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that inner voice goes on, and then our brain will come in and go, oh no, that'll be all right. Or we'll just, you know, we've got to be prepared to speak up and to get past our fears of criticism, rejection, abandonment, and punishment, which are childhood wounds. Because if we can speak up and we can be authentic, absolutely we flush these people out.
Right, you know, away.
A narcissist cannot take anybody in and down. That is a common myth that is completely inaccurate. Because when you get past your childhood fears and you say, I'm willing to lose it all to get it all, I'm willing to speak my truth, I'm willing to ask questions, I'm willing to have the difficult conversations, I'm willing to ask for proof, I'm willing to get a contract signed, I'm willing to be a mature adult looking after my inner being. Because the problem is, too many of us got love bombed, which meant we went along. We went, this feels amazing. Oh,
yes.
My God, you're everything I've looked for. You're the person who's going to make my business deals work.
Yep.
You're the person who's going to get the sales. You're the person who loves me like no other. This feels so right, et cetera. Narcissists know how to appear in your life as that and disarm you. So you're not going to do your due diligence. So you're not going to take your time.
Right.
You know, so for example, I have a beautiful partner in my life now. We dated really platonically and respectfully for 3 months.
Yep.
Before we connected at a deep, intimate level.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and he's a sensible human being too. Both of us were going, okay, well, are you life partner material? Let's get to know each other. Let's hang out. Let's become great friends.
Yes.
Let's see if we've got the same interests and values.
Mm-hmm.
No narcissist is going to do that with you.
Right.
Because they need the instant hit. They need any energy they're expending on you. They need to get the payoff of narcissistic supply very, very quickly, which means access to your resources, your sexuality, your energy, your attention.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, and for example, and that's how I used to roll. That's how I, you know, but if we're going to be serious, sensible adults, we know that we take our time. And then you get to ascertain somebody in that time, whether it's a business deal or even a friendship or a love relationship. Do their actions match the words?
Yes.
Do they turn up at the time they say? Do they ring you when they say? Do they follow through? You get to see how they operate in their life. Do they care about people?
Yes.
Do they have empathy? What are their relationships with their children like? All those sorts of things that you miss if you dive in and then later you're like, oh, that's a bit unsavory or not quite right.
Yes.
Yeah. And
I don't like the way you roll.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been in, well, a lot of us have been in relationships where we're clinging on and hanging on to somebody, but we don't actually even like that person.
No, we've been there. We know that.
That's one of the reasons my dog would always tell me, Yes. You know, whether this was a good person or not. And if my dog didn't like them, well, there you go.
Or if they didn't like animals, for me, that was a big red flag.
Yeah.
If they didn't like
animals. There are narcissists that love animals.
Oh, no, I know that. But that, for me, just seemed to work in my relationships. Yes. But I get what you're saying. Yeah. Well, we're here with Melanie Tonia Evans. The book is You Can Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse, and we'll be right back.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are listening to Conscious Talk. And just in case you were turning your dial and you found us for the first time, you know, this is drive time in our hometown of Seattle. And you may want to learn a little more about our guests. Just go to ConsciousTalk.net because every guest has a guest page. You'll find out all the information you need, and click around. There's a lot on that site. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and our special guest is Melanie Tonia Evans. The book is You Can Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse. Her website is MelanieToniaEvans.com. That's MelanieToniaEvans.com. And also, You Can Thrive Book. YouCanThriveBook.com. So, Melanie, I have an interesting question. I'm very curious. Are there more men narcissists, or are there more women, or is it pretty even? And if it's not, why?
I'm sure the genders would say there's more female narcissists than women would say, well, there's more male narcissists. I really believe there's both. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's pretty even. It would appear that there are more men narcissists because I think a lot more women come forward into communities and share their experience and look for healing and resolution mm-hmm. than what men do. Mm-hmm. However, the problem is the same problem throughout all communities and businesses and workplaces, et cetera, et cetera. Is that if you have somebody that is buried an inner self and created a false self to get their needs met, because on the inside they feel defective and they feel, totally inferior, and they're using a buffer and they're overcompensating with an ego or agendas or manipulations. You know, women with men will use their looks and their sexuality to get you know, survival and security and stuff. So female narcissists are generally after good guys with deep pockets who can give them lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, whereas men are more seeking, you know, male narcissists are using their intelligence or their charm or their money to get, you know, sexuality or resources or the ego feed of, you know, an attractive, capable woman in their life who has got the goodies. But it happens. It happens both ways. Absolutely.
And normally what I've found, Melanie, is that on both accounts, both men and women are looking for a certain physicality. Like women are looking for very handsome, strong men who can save them. And men are looking,
right?
And men are looking for the model looking types, you know, the beautiful, the, I can put her on my arm and strut around and I, everybody looks at me and look at me, look what I have. At least that's what I've experienced.
Look, definitely. And you can have the codependent and the narcissist doing that.
Yes.
You know, there are lots of narcissistic women that will get with men that are not aesthetically that gorgeous, but they're nice guys with lots of money. That's happens a lot. Or you may have the more narcissistic woman who wants, you know, the young toy boy who's big and strong and he's got muscles and she can flaunt him to his her friends. You can have the codependent woman who doesn't feel safe in the world, who is looking for a tall, you know, my criteria used to be he has to be over 6 foot and have big shoulders because I never felt safe in the world by myself.
Well, you know, I think we recognize, everybody recognizes that they know a narcissist. They see those relationships, and a lot more people are in narcissistic relationships themselves. It's a huge problem. Your book, obviously we can't get into it, but your book, it is the number one system for recovering from toxic relationships. So I want our audience to know that there are, the steps are all laid out in there, and we're you know, we're talking sort of around it philosophically. But one of the things that interested me in thinking about this, I kind of thought of a narcissism being in those relationships almost like an addiction. And sometimes when people shed an addiction, it's sometimes difficult to know who they are outside of that relationship. And I think that goes for the codependency that you've been talking about. The narcissist certainly doesn't know who they are when they're not, they don't have a subject, and the subject doesn't, may not really know who they are because they've been in that narcissistic relationship. Does that make
sense? It hugely does. And Rob, we haven't realized until we do a thrive recovery that we haven't felt whole and solid and able to self-soothe and be at one with ourselves anyway. We've been looking for sustenance outside of ourselves. And when you're with a narcissist, because you are being sucked of energy and resources, and you are being abused by so many different things that they do, you become incredibly trauma bonded, which means that your focus becomes so heavily enmeshed on what they are or aren't doing to have any kind of sense of self at all, that the addiction becomes so horrific. And peptide addiction is actually a video I just released to my community, which has gone gangbusters because people have gone, well, here's, thank goodness, there's a physiological reason, a cellular reason why I am so literally addicted to this person who's destroying me. You know, Rob, I've had heroin addicts that have said to me that getting off heroin was 10 times easier than getting off a narcissist.
It's understandable. I mean, a lot of the healing work we do, which helps to sometimes separate people from abusive relationships, one of the things that you realize, you know, a void is created, you know, when those energies are cut. And often the narcissist is going to circle back and you know, continue to want to pull you into their energy.
And that's what I mentioned up front with a dear friend of mine who's been out of this narcissistic relationship for like 6-7 years, maybe even longer, and this person still feels like he owns her.
That's common. It's really common. Mm-hmm. What it really is, Brenda, until we find our original wounds that are epigenetic childhood, that can even be past life. Mm-hmm. That can be really big, deep traumas. Until we find them, release them, and bring in source to replace them mm-hmm. and up-level to our true self on these topics, mm-hmm. we are going to be hooked into people that can hook us, enmesh us, and energetically abuse us at that level.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important that you pointed out in the book that, you know, even once you gain physical disconnection from a narcissist and you're doing your inner work, you really need to be take a close look and be concerned with the unconscious and even subconscious programming. I mean, mm-hmm. don't stop. Keep
right.
going.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Well, that's where 95% of our life is playing out.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's vital. To mm-hmm. I have found that people that just do informational healing in recovery from a narcissist have a very long, drawn-out or even non-existent recovery, mm-hmm. whereas when we do the transformational inner subconscious work, mm-hmm. that's when we get true relief, not just from the narcissist, but from all our unconscious limiting beliefs and traumas mm-hmm. that were holding us back in every area of our life.
Yes.
We get to clean up all of it.
Yes. And that's why this work is so important. And yes, it can be for a lot of people frightening to face what some might call your inner demons or your woundedness, mm-hmm. but we all have it. And there's so much help available out there for it. And the help that we recommend is like the help you give, Melanie. We want people who can help on a very embodied, emotional, and spiritual, and physical level to actually move yeah. those patterns and heal them.
Yeah.
Well, the book, again, folks, is You Can Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse. It's Melanie Tonia Evans. The foreword is by Dr. Christiane Northrup. Love her. Love her. She wrote my foreword for my book, and she's a very wise woman. The website is MelanieToniaEvans.com.
And also YouCanThriveBook.com.
YouCanThriveBook.com. We just want to thank you, Melanie, for the great work that you're doing out there and helping so many people heal and recover from this. Really appreciate it. And as always, folks, we appreciate you listening and showing up in your lives. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you right here next time on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food, due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jaro Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.